Thanks to supersized fast food, endless snack options, and a nationwide case of couch potato-itis, nearly two-thirds of all American adults are overweight. And of those, almost one-third are obese. What's to be done? When all the trendy diets and miracle pills in the world fail, there's one last resort: weight loss surgery. Weight loss surgery reduces stomach size. The most common type is gastric bypass surgery. First, a surgeon staples your stomach across the top to create a small pouch. Then your small intestine is cut and attached to the pouch. The result is that food bypasses the upper part of the small intestine, where the majority of calories and nutrients are absorbed by the body, and goes directly to the lower part. So you're able to consume less food and your body absorbs fewer calories. In other words, after surgery, you'd be able to eat only a handful of potato chips instead of the entire bag. Try to eat more than your newly stapled stomach can hold, and you'll most likely feel sick or vomit. For many people, gastric bypass surgery can work wonders. Within 2 years, most patients lose 50 to 60% of their excess weight and tend to keep it off. But as with any surgery, there are some potentially serious problems. There's always the risk of infection. And since post-surgery patients eat a lot less, nutritional deficiencies are common. Finally, because gastric surgery is so new, doctors simply don't know about the long-term ramifications. So is gastric surgery worthwhile? At the end of the day, you have to weigh the risks of surgery against the risks of remaining obese. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Bruce Martin in the Medical Sciences program. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.